Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent and your host. Today I have Dr. Trevor Putnam with me, our Associate Superintendent, and he's going to talk to us about a really important new reporting system for our students. So, hey, Trevor.
Hey, thank you for having me on. I appreciate that.
So we have worked Trevor's worked really, really hard to get this kicked off in our district. The name of this new system is called See Something, Say Something, and it is an app for our students. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about that.
Thanks, Jill. This is a great tool for our students who might not feel comfortable approaching an adult, and they have the state has provided through the founding member, the Sandy Hook Promise, they have been able to provide an anonymous reporting app. Basically how it works is students can use one of three forms. They can either call a hotline, they can use an app, or they can go online to report any type of life-threatening behavior that they witness, any type of at-risk behaviors. Some examples might be they know of a friend who wishes to commit harm to themselves or others. They could use the Say Something Anonymous reporting app and send a tip to monitoring station in at DPI, really is kind of where that's housed out of. And then that is looked at by trained professionals, and they evaluate the seriousness of the tip and what time of action is needed. And so it's really just going to be a valuable tool for kids. It gives them a voice in a discreet way. It'll benefit most, our students that are sometimes backwards or bashful, have a hard time speaking to adults. So this is a really discreet way for them to be able to seek out help or ask for help for a friend.
Yeah, and sometimes, Trevor and I both have students who are in high school, and sometimes, there's a out there you don't want to go tell on somebody. You're afraid it's not your business. I think this gives them a safe avenue to report something that they see if they're worried about a friend or they see something within the school. We would hope it would never be a gun or any weapon, but it would give them a chance to. They can have their, they have their cell phones with them. They could log in and report something immediately. The thing that amazed me is these tips go, and like Trevor was saying, through Raleigh, but it actually goes to a call center in Texas. Where is that not accurate, Trevor? The lady that came and trained us, is that correct?
Well, the original one was in Texas, but North Carolina will have its own call center.
Our trainer was from Texas, and She worked in a center. Oh, and so we'll have her and see. Listeners, I learned something new. But I was amazed how they have such specialized training when these come in, how they screen these out, what they look for. And then they immediately let the principals or the administrators and Dr. Putnam know this tip has come in. We think it's, a real tip. You need to investigate it. And that comes through immediately on our cell phones.
Right. So last year, about this time, we were able to create a uniform threat assessment protocol. What do we do when we receive a threat within the school? And so we formed threat assessment teams at every school. And that kind of put us ahead of the curve when this anonymous reporting app came out. What that will allow us to do is the call center, once they receive the tip, they will be able to contact any one of our threat assessment team leads. We can then begin to triage and mitigate any risky behavior that might exist and hopefully eliminate that threat before it ever comes to fruition. So having the threat assessment teams at each of the schools was very valuable in this process.
And our state is requiring this. I know, Trevor, you said that we got a draft policy from the state that we would be required to have an anonymous reporting system. And so this is how this was rolled out to us.
Right.
By the end of the year, all school systems in North Carolina.
Right. It was a little, this is a pretty big launch to have a statewide anonymous reporting system and have all the kinks and worked out of it mm-hmm. and have all of the links in the chain, if you will, put together. The policy for these actually came out, for the anonymous reporting, actually came out last spring, and we held those until we knew that we had an active anonymous reporting system available to our students. We didn't want to say we had something that was not functional yet. Far worse than not having an anonymous reporting system is telling kids you have one and it doesn't work. Right. So we wanted to make sure it was fully functional. Once we felt assured of that and comfortable with that, we had our threat assessment teams at each school trained by a trainer from Texas, which I think is what Jill was alluding to. Mm-hmm. We had one of their trainers come in and train our threat assessment teams for the schools. And we got one-on-one interaction with that trainer, learned all about the ins and outs, how the tips would be triaged at the call center, and then how those tips would be dispersed back out to the location that was needed. And so that gets our threat assessment teams trained. The very next step, which will occur next week, which is, I'm not sure the time of this broadcast, but January 13th, our students and staff will begin training. They will receive informational videos for the teachers to view. The teachers will then in turn show a student-oriented video that makes them aware of the app and the hotline that they can call or how to go online, instruct them on how to use it, and inform them about this very valuable tool. That said, they wanted the anonymous reporting link live, and so that will go live tomorrow, which will, again, not sure the time of the broadcast for this, on January the 10th. So January 10th, which is tomorrow for us doing this broadcast, and then January 13th will be when the students begin training. The reason for that timing, you want the app to be live and available. So as we begin telling students, should they need to use it, it's available to them the minute we tell them about it. So we feel like it's a really good thing. I hope it serves a really big portion of heading off any potential violence in our schools. I am optimistic that it will. And we're just very grateful for the work of Sandy Hook Promise and our state, DPI, Mark Johnson, and many others who have saw this tool all the way through to fruition. So,
yeah, and that was a great explanation. We are excited about having just another avenue to keep our students safe. And I know, listeners, you may be thinking, oh, these kids will call and they'll false report, and they will. There will be some of that, but I know Dr. Putnam has talked to other districts, and they've said really that they've, at the end of the year, they're really getting two or three kind of credible reports to look into. And so we expect that, but they also do a great job at these centers of screening the calls and having professionals there. So we are glad, and if it saves one life or one kid or helps one kid get the help they need, then all this will definitely be worth it. And they can also call in themselves and say, I need some help, I'm struggling, and where do I turn? So we hope that they never have to use it, but it'll be there if they need to.
Yeah, and I just want to give a big thank you to Haywood County Sheriff's Department, Canton Police Department, Maggie Police, Waynesville Police, Clyde Police. I don't want to miss any of the municipalities that have contributed and helped us coordinate these efforts, because as I said, these tips, they have to be dispersed. So they'll, if there were a life-threatening emergency come through in a tip, it will come to our Haywood County 911 dispatch center. And so they had to attend this training as well. So we just want to say thank you to all of our law enforcement agencies for coordinating with us, emergency services, fire and rescue, all of those folks who are going to make this app a viable tool and help coordinate should a tip or a life-threatening situation arise. So thank you to all of them.
Yeah, absolutely, and thank you. They come when we call them, and we can't, as former principals, both of us know that means everything to you. So
we are very blessed in this county to have the emergency services that we have.
Absolutely. So thank you, Dr. Putnam, for that. If you have any questions, you could call him at the central office, 456-2400, or me. We'd be glad to talk to you about it. Haywood County, thank you for listening. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.